Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz represents portions of Broward and Miami-Dade counties in Florida's 20th Congressional District. Formerly a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton's candidacy for president, Wasserman Schultz is now an enthusiastic supporter for Barack Obama. WMNF asked her today about the McCain conference call regarding Acorn.
It shows that the McCain campaign is depressed, demoralized, desperate, and devoid of ideas. I mean, they have nothing else. They acknowledged the other day that they have to turn the page on the economy because if they don't, they're going to lose. So they have to engage in the politics of distraction and focus on issues that just don't matter and aren't relevant to the everyday, you know, working American. I mean, we've got people struggling to keep their jobs, struggling to stay in their homes, trying to make sure that they can put gas in their car and afford their groceries. And you know, the McCain campaign is hurling ridiculous, unfounded accusations, because if they don't, they know that their campaign will continue to spiral downward.
Now, of course, as you know, both John McCain and Sarah Palin have been talking about Bill Ayers in the last week. They say they're going to continue to do that. As you mentioned, let me ask you this, and there's no doubt about that, but the idea even that, in fact, we talked to a conservative editorial writer yesterday who told us, he says John McCain can't win if he talks about the economy, which of course is the biggest issue going on right now. He's got to go after Barack Obama on cultural issues, and this writer is saying that he should try to target Obama as being, of course, too far left and being just out of the mainstream. We've seen this where this, using his middle name and doing other things here.
Right.
Now, I know it's a distraction and all that, but nevertheless, with 25 days to go, are you concerned at all that with the percentage of independents that still haven't made up their mind yet, that the McCain campaign can be effective in trying to undermine Barack Obama as being an acceptable candidate for this country?
I think the McCain campaign is really digging themselves further and further into the hole that they're already standing in. I think that they are. It's really going to end up backfiring in their face. You know, independents are really focused on making sure that we can get this nation moving again, and that we can bring the troops home from this misguided war in Iraq, that we can really focus on an energy policy that weans ourselves off of this foreign oil and makes us energy independent in 10 years, like Barack Obama has committed to doing, just like we put President Kennedy committed to put us on the moon when no one knew how it was possible. Those are the kinds of things that independent voters are responding to. You know, when I'm on the soccer field or watching my son's baseball game, no one is coming up to me and while I'm watching the game and saying, "Debbie, what about Bill Ayers? You know, what's the deal with Barack Obama?" What they're talking about is, what are you going to do to get this country back on the right track again?
Congresswoman, we pick up on that. Certainly the economy is issue number one. Now, Senator Obama has talked a lot about some programs. You know, he's been asked in both debates so far, though, with this huge issue we've got now, the $700 billion bailout, other problems going on economically. Who knows what's going to happen by Election Day? Senator Obama, he may have to strip some of his plans and proposals back, and maybe even this big tax cut he's talking about to people who make less than $250,000. Do you think that he needs to come maybe adjust more to the economic conditions that we're undergoing the last few weeks?
Well, I think that we're going to definitely have to continue to have a major focus on reinvigorating this economy, and that's going to be the first order of business when the new administration takes office. When Barack Obama is president, clearly, getting our fiscal house in order and reforming Wall Street and reestablishing oversight and regulation that got us into this mess is going to be a top priority. I don't think we need to take the plans that he has off the table. That as he said in the first debate, they might have to be delayed somewhat, but we are going to absolutely need to make sure that we focus and have a president that is committed to not propping Wall Street up, but making sure that we can help the almost 2 million people who are facing foreclosure stay in their homes, make sure that we can have a jobs creation program, invest in our nation's infrastructure so that we can keep people working. I mean, that's the kind of president that we need, and that's the leadership that the American people are looking for and what they'll get in Barack Obama.
Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, you along with your colleague down there, Bob Wexler, have been working strongly with the Jewish community down there to reassure those voters that Barack Obama is the candidate they should support. You know there's been a lot of misinformation about him and the like. How is that going in terms of the outreach efforts to get some of those who are big, strong Hillary Clinton supporters of the primary? Some of them said, I don't know who this Barack Obama guy is. How's that going?
Well, I think it's going very, very well. The Jewish community is overwhelmingly supporting Barack Obama and Joe Biden. The Jewish community is solidly Democratic, will continue to be solidly Democratic. The Republicans, and particularly the McCain campaign, are trying their best to, again, put a question mark in Jewish voters' minds in this case. But look, it's the Republicans in the Senate that just defeated the Iran Sanctions Enabling Act, which was sponsored by Barack Obama, which would have further cracked down on Iran and deterred them from pursuing nuclear weapons. They had an opportunity to let that bill pass, but they put presidential politics in front of making sure that we can stand by Israel and protect the interests of the United States.
On a lighter note, have you seen the video made by comedian Sarah Silverman?
Yes, I have. It's great. It's great, and I think it's going to work. I mean, it's a great idea. We need all the Jewish grandchildren across the country to come down and talk to Bibi and Zaidi and make sure that they get to the polls and vote for Obama and Biden.